Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our broadcast on today. Pastor Anthony and myself, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, would like to welcome you to our website and to our internet radio show. We are excited about what the Lord is doing in our ministry. God is certainly being glorified. And on this past Sunday, he had me to remind the people and to remind Satan that he can't take our joy. So I'm just blessed to be able to bring this word to you on today. And I pray as you listen that you will be blessed, that you will be tremendously blessed, because I was blessed just preaching this word. So we're going to go into the sanctuary in 1 minute. But before we do, I would like to welcome all of the listeners one more time. And I would like to let you know that I will be in Chicago on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I am so excited. I finally get to meet Pastor Larry Sawton and his beautiful wife, Lady Carol Sawton, on this Friday, and I am just excited to be able to make this divine connection in person. And not only that, but I have a word. I have a word for the women on Saturday. They are having their Kingdom Women Swag Conference. This is the women of rare quality. They are presenting Women Walking the Kingdom Walk Conference 2009. And the theme is Kingdom Women Swag. And I, yours truly, am going to be the keynote speaker on that day. I want to invite you to go to their website, cffcfamily.net, and find out what's going on over there at their church, and also to be a part of this great conference that is coming up. The Christian Family Faith Center is doing great things for God, and the man of God, Pastor Larry, has the word of the Lord in his mouth. So make sure you go on over there to take a look at their website. They're located right on South Wentworth in Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Amen and praise God. So I'll be back. The chat room is open today if you want to come in and chat with me. And we're going to go right into the word that the Lord had me to preach on this past Sunday. Satan, you can't have my joy. Be blessed in your hearing.
Young folk, I know us old folk have to struggle a little bit, not too much, but
You know, y'all can just pop up. You can just pop on up out of your seat. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 3. And it reads, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
All right.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you sit down, just tell somebody, you can't have my joy.
You can't have my joy.
You can't have my joy. Hallelujah. You can't have my joy. Now go ahead and tell Satan, say, Satan, you can't have
my joy.
up on the inside of me. And you got to begin to tell the world Some of y'all to find some joy with the joint. Have to find some joy with some man or some woman. I'm just looking for some joy. What you looking for? I'm looking for some joy. You know, but if anybody would have asked me, I wouldn't have been able to say it. I just want to be happy. You know, I just want to stop hurting. I just want the pain to go away. You know, I mean, we ain't bad people. You know, we think people that was, I wish he would get it together. I wish he would get it together. You know, there they go tripping again. Why they got to live like that? You know, but they don't know your story. They don't know your story, you know. And then when you get it together, they want to say, still talking about you. Who does she think she is? Who does she think he is? Why she got to walk like that? Why he got to be all caught up in this Jesus stuff? Why it's always God, God, God. Everything got to be God. Why do you go to church so much? Well, because you don't know my story.
Right? God.
But you know my story, you will know why God gets the glory. You will know why I praise him. You will know why I clap my hands. Yeah. And you know, joy, it's a feeling, it's an overflowing feeling, it's an emotion. Christian. You know, people try to get saved and take the emotions out of their salvation, but
right.
Jesus said in the book of John, as we already heard, he even said, I'm telling you these things so that your joy may be complete.
Yeah. Amen.
See, and in Isaiah 61, it talks about, Jesus talks about, I'll give you joy for mourning.
Go ahead, that's right.
And he talks
right.
about giving us a, God talks about giving us a garment of praise for a garment of heaviness.
That's right, that's right.
So you want to know how I'm still standing? The joy of the Lord is my strength. failure to disappoint my God. I ain't going back. Praise the Lord, church. He dropped. You know, and he was crippled for the rest of his life. He was crippled. And I wrote in my book, The Power of Women's Heart, who dropped you?
Yeah.
Who dropped the ball on you? To get you to the point where you think you got to go through your whole life messed up, yoked up. Where you got to go through your whole life living contrary to the word of God. Who dropped you? That you can't trust God, that you can't believe God. Who dropped you that you don't want the best things in life for yourself? Who dropped you? You know, when we think about the sinner, he got to the point where he just settled in. I was dropped. I'm crippled. That's it. And even when the king sent for him to come and sit at the king's table, Mephibosheth said out of his own mouth, what does the king want with a dead dog like me? My life is over. What would the king want with me? Why would the king call me to sit at his table?
All right, all right.
See, but David knew something more than Mephibosheth knew. He knew that Jonathan had been his boy, his ace bull coon.
Yeah.
Jonathan had stayed with him through all of the trials in life. He owed Jonathan, and he said, you know what, I want to pay a favor back to anybody in Jonathan's family because Jonathan has been so good to me. And he said, Mephibosheth, I don't care what you think about yourself.
That's right.
But from this day forward, Mephibosheth, you're invited to sit at the table of the king.
Come on now.
And that's a word for somebody in here today.
Amen.
You know, like, oh, that preacher talking about joy, that preacher, they all excited. But the thing about it is I'm not feeling that excitement. Well, I don't care what you're feeling right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is what I want you to get into your spirit.
Yes.
From this day forward, you have been invited to sit at the table of the king. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Hey.
Praise the Lord, church. You can't have my joy. You can't have my joy.
Jeez.
I'm walking in my joy. I want to manifest my joy. I've been saved. You are saved. Salvation. We think salvation is, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to crawl into heaven. I don't know about you, but I ain't trying. I should say that right. I'm not trying to crawl into heaven. I went all the way in the safe. I'm watching it. heaven, but I'm saved from the penalty of sin. I'm saved from the presence of sin. I'm saved from the power of sin. I'm saved, watch this, from the pleasure of sin. Oh, that bliss don't even give me pleasure no more. But he changed your nature.
Yes.
Stop trying to fit in. You don't fit in anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
I declare that you can't take my joy.
Yes, yes.
I've been hurt, but Jesus came to heal me, so I've been healed. I have been brokenhearted, but Jesus came to bind up my broken heart. So my heart is in one piece.
Amen.
You know, stepped over me, counted me out, but Jesus came back and counted me in. I'm in the number. I have walked in misery for a while, drowned my sorrows. But look at me now and take a good look and know. Rock out there, and all of the ground is sinking sand. And you can declare that no matter what's going on, Peter said in 1 Peter, he said, you're going through some trials right now. You're going through some stuff. But guess what? In spite of all of it, yet you still have joy. Yet you still rejoice with joy, unspeakable joy. My God, you know you have victory in Jesus. When you can rejoice in spite of what's going on in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So I implore you to make a choice today.
Hallelujah.
Make a choice and choose to rejoice. Amen. And praise God. I still have joy. I went give it to me. This joy that you have, as much as people add pleasure to your life, this joy that you have, the world may give it to you. And don't you dare let the world take it away. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a word from the Lord. My God, I got joy just preaching that word. I got joy just bringing that word to you on today, just listening to it, revisiting that word. God is so good and so worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. Well, there was a prayer, so if you need prayer, then just come to the altar. Come to the altar because I'm getting ready to pray. Amen. I'm going to pray that God will be able to continue to sustain your joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. If you, I want to pray, come to the altar if you need prayer. You know, maybe something did happen and you haven't been able to release it yet in order to step into the fullness of God's joy. Amen. Maybe you just want to grab back some joy from you. Were a child. Don't worry about nobody else. You just come for yourself. And God's going to take care of them. You know, one thing Pastor I always talk about is that we can only be the vessel. We can't be the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, so many times we worry about the results, but we just got to preach this thing and let God do what he's going to do. So you want to stand with somebody, but I ask you to stand today and make sure that you're standing with Jesus. Amen. Make sure that you know that God's got you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, God's got you. And that God loves you in spite of wherever you are today, that God loves you. You got to know that God loves you. See, that it was the love of God that gave me joy. When I knew that Jesus loved me so much that he put down his life for me. That I wasn't going to let people control me and control my life anymore. But I was giving everything to God and say, God, you have your way in my life. I'm coming to you messed up, yoked up, mixed up, confused, but you have your way. And that's how we have to come to God. And I want you to just release everything to him at his altar today. Don't just come to the altar. But come making up your mind, I'm going to give God my life and I want his joy. Amen. If that's you, stay at this altar. And you have God in here, come to this altar. Amen. I want to give God my life and I want his joy. Amen. All God asks us was to make that step of faith. I want to give God my life. And in exchange, I want his joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take my life, God. Take my life. I give my life to you. I want your joy. When I came to Jesus, they come to Jesus, he'll make your life brand new. Come to Jesus, he'll take good care of you. He has never reneged on that promise. I messed up, but he kept being God. Amen. And let us pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for those who are pressed around this altar on today. We thank you, Lord, for your word, which was burning in the bosom of this preacher. And God, we just ask, Father God, that you seal the word upon the lives of your people. God, touch each and every person at this altar. Touch them, Holy Ghost. Fill them. Fill them with your Holy Ghost. Fill them with your Holy Ghost power so that they can, Lord, begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit named joy. Lord, let that joy resonate within them. Let that joy be there when people are talking about them, when people are talking down to them. Let that joy be there when they have to deal with marriage and when they have to deal with parenting. Let that joy be in them when they look at the bank account, when they look at the bills. Let that joy be in them when they have to go to the school to see about their kids. Let that joy be in them as they have to resist temptation, oh God. Let that joy be in them as they say no to some stuff, God, that they used to say yes to. And when the friends begin to say, then I got to get out of here. Lord, let them hold on to you and hold on to your joy, deposit joy right now in the name of Jesus. Let them hold on to you and hold on to your joy in spite of it all. Knowing that, God, what you have planned for them is greater than what the world has planned. Let them declare, Satan, you can't take my joy. You can't take my joy. You can't make me fight flesh and blood, because God is going to fight my battles. I'm going to be a soldier in the spirit. So, Lord, I thank you for the confession of the hearts of these who have come. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, then you shall have what you believe. If you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. You shall be delivered. You shall be set free from everything that has hindered you and everything that has hurt you in the past, and you shall inherit into eternal life. So I thank God, Lord, for salvation on today. I thank you for deliverance on today. I thank you, Lord, for those who are having transformed lives right now in this place on today, God. Let it be manifested in due season. Let it be manifested so that you can get the glory. So I thank you for joy. Saturate them. Saturate them. Touch, God. Touch, touch. In spite of it all. In spite of it all. Touch them, God. Touch them, God. Touch them. A fresh wind. A fresh wind. Joy, unspeakable joy. Joy, 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 joy. Unspeakable joy. Joy, joy, joy. Unspeakable joy. Joy, joy, joy. From the inside, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Joy, 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 joy. Saturate them, Lord, with your joy right now. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. Ha, I still have joy. We thank you, Lord, for joy. We thank you for joy, joy, joy. If you got joy, go ahead and praise him. In the name of Jesus. God's still a shifting in this room. If you got joy, go ahead and praise him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. God is awesome. He is awesome and worthy to be praised. Well, that's it for today's preach word, for today's broadcast. We still have 10 more minutes. I want to, again, revisit the announcements. I'll be going to Chicago. Amen. I will be in Chicago. This is Pastor Rebecca for those who have just tuned in, and I will be visiting Chicago, Illinois, all the way from New Jersey. I will be going to Chicago to visit with Pastor Larry Sarton and his lovely wife, Lady Carol Sarton, and I'm excited. They are having their Women of Rare Quality, Women are of Rare Quality, are having their annual women's conference. And this conference is Women Walk. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got cut off for a minute, but I want to finish this announcement again. Women of Rare Quality at the Christian Family Faith Center, where Pastor Larry Sarton is the overseer, presiding with his wonderful, beautiful wife, Lady Carol, are sponsoring a Women Walking the Kingdom Walk Conference 2009 on this Friday and Saturday over at the Christian Family Faith Center. And you want to be there. It's going to be a great conference. God is going to get the glory. Women are going to be empowered. Lives are going to be changed. Souls are going to be saved. And we are excited about what God is going to do. And I'm even more excited because I haven't been invited to be the keynote speaker on that Saturday. On that Saturday, I will be the keynote speaker, and there will also be some workshops on that Saturday. I mean, they have a full menu here for your spiritual appetite. Women Walking the Kingdom Swag, Women Walking into My Destiny, What Your Walk Says About You, Shoe Personalities, if the shoe fits. And keep on stepping, lady, a fashion show. Keep on stepping, lady. That should be good. I'm really looking forward to being in Chicago on this weekend. So if you're in the Illinois area, if you're in the Chicago area, come on over and give me a hug of love. I love to embrace my sisters and to shake my brother's hands. So I'm looking forward to meeting you if you're in the Chicago area on this weekend. And again, that's at the Christian Family Faith Center. They're at 20714 South Wentworth in Chicago, Illinois. You could go on over to their website at cffcfamily.net. And you can also, if you're not going to be in Chicago, if you're in New Jersey, come and visit us over at the New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We would love for you to come worship with us. As you have heard, we have a very rich worship experience. We have the word of the Lord being preached every single week at our church, and we would love to have you. Again, that's 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries. Our service time is 11 o'clock a.m. 11 o'clock a.m. is our service time, and we normally wrap up about 1:15. We get right down to our Father's business, but we have a great time in the Lord. You can go over to my website. Pastor Anthony and I have a website over at nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. And while you're over there, take a look at my books. The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living is one of the books that is a powerful tool of ministry for healing. And a lot of my testimony is in that book. We have Nobody's Business, which is my first book, My Baby, which is a novel about a woman who has a whole bunch of issues, but she also tries to help other people to resolve their problems. And that book is off the hook, is off the hook. The Lord allowed me to write that book. And if you like novels, it is a wonderful, wonderful tool for you to read as well as for you to give to other women. It's prophetic because the Lord used that novel to show me that I would be doing what I'm doing today. So I definitely encourage you to pick up a copy of Nobody's Business. And then there's Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, which is a motivational, inspirational book, which will just outline God's plan for your life to help you to get past the nuances, the little stuff, and get on to the big stuff that God has prepared for you. So I encourage you to pick up a copy of Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. Well, it's been great being with you. I normally don't have time to talk because I do the broadcast on my way to work, but I'm off today and tomorrow and Friday, and just really looking forward to resting up and getting prepared to bring the word down to Chicago on this Saturday. And I will also be preaching at the church on this Sunday. Pastor Larry and Lady Carol have been gracious. They have been gracious to trust me to speak into the lives of their people on 2 days in a row. So I am just looking forward to what God is going to do on this weekend. Amen. Amen and praise God. Well, God bless you. I want to give a shout out to my nephew Cole, Victor Warden, who was here for 2 weeks from London, and he is home safe and sound. He was in the sanctuary as I preached this message, and as I looked over at him, I could see the joy overflowing out of his heart, and he just shared with me that he was so blessed during that whole service. He was just so blessed. He was overflowing with joy is what he said. So it's not words, but it's the power of the Spirit that is manifested in the lives of the people that hear what thus says the Lord. Whatever you're facing on today, know that God is the solution. Know that Jesus is the answer. Amen. Amen. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. So tune in next week. I don't know when we'll be coming back. I think it's going to be on Tuesday. We'll be bringing the word from the sanctuary on next Tuesday. or Wednesday at the latest. So tune in next week. In the meantime, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Remember that God loves you, that no matter what the struggle, no matter what the persecution, no matter what the trial, you're going to make it as long as you keep God close. And know that we love you. Pastor Anthony and I, we truly do love you. Be blessed. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, because yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Alright.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it. Don't worry about a thing or nobody.
Nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we've got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but us.
My friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
And if you fall, don't worry about it. You can dust yourself off.
'Cause some people don't make it on their first try. Thank you.